till we say, "Yes, Nanny." Play your cards right, and there could be a kipper in this for you. "Yes, Nanny."
"What are we going to call him?" said Granny. "He can't just be Grebo, which I've always said was a damn silly name for a cat."
"Well, he looks aristocratic," Nanny began.
"He looks like a beautiful brainless bully," Granny corrected her.
"Aristocratic," repeated Nanny.
"Same thing."
"We can't call him Grebo anyway."
"We'll think of something."
Salzella leaned disconsolately against the marble banister of the foyer's grand staircase and stared gloomily into his drink. It had always seemed to him that one of the major flaws in the whole business of opera was the audience. They were quite unsuitable. The only ones worse than the ones who didn't know anything at all about music and whose idea of a sensible observation was, "I liked that bit near the end when her voice went wobbly," were the ones who thought they did.
"Want a drink, do you, Mr. Salzella? There's lots, you know."
Walter Plin jambled by, his black suit making him look like a very good class of scarecrow.
"Plinge, you just say, 'Drink, sir,'" said the director of music, "and please take off that ridiculous beret."
"My mum made it for me."
"I'm sure she did, but..."
Bucket sidled up to him.
"Ah, I thought I told you to keep Signor Basilica away from the canapés," he hissed.
"I'm sorry, I couldn't find a big enough crowbar," said Salzella, waving away Walter and his beret. "Anyway, isn't he supposed to be communing with his muse in his dressing room? The curtain goes up in 20 minutes.
"He says he sings better on a full stomach."
"Then we're in for a treat tonight."
Bucket turned and surveyed the scene.
"Oh, well, it's going well anyway," he said.
"I suppose so.
The watcher here, you know, in secret. They are mingling."
"Ah, let me guess."
Salzella looked around at the crowds. There was indeed a very short man in a suit intended for a rather larger man. This was especially the case with the opera cloak, which actually trailed on the floor behind him to give the overall impression of a superhero who had spent too much time around the kryptonite. He was wearing a deformed fur hat and trying surreptitiously to smoke a cigarette.
"You mean that little man with the words 'Watchman in disguise' flashing on and off just above his head?"
"Where? Ah, oh, I didn't see that."
Salzella sighed.
"It's Corporal Nobby Nobbs," he said wearily. "The only person to require an identity card to prove his speeches. I've watched him mingle with 3 large sherries.
"He's not the only one, though," said Mr. Bucket. "They're taking this seriously."
"Oh, yes," said Salzella. "If we look over there, for example, we see Sergeant Detritus, who is a troll, and who is wearing what in the circumstances is actually a rather well-fitting suit. It is therefore, I feel, something of a pity he has neglected to remove his helmet. And these, you understand, the watch has chosen for their ability to blend."
"Well, they'll certainly be useful if the ghost strikes again," said Bucket, hopelessly.
"The ghost would have to..."
Salzella stopped. He blinked.
"Oh, good grief," he whispered. "What has she found?"
Bucket turned.
"That's Lady Esmerelda."
"Oh." Grebo strolled in alongside her with the gentle swagger that makes women thoughtful and men's knuckles go white. The buzz of conversation was momentarily hushed and then rose again to a slightly shriller buzz.
"I'm impressed," said Salzella.
He certainly doesn't look like a gentleman," said Bucket. "Look at the colour of that eye."
He set his face into what he hoped was a smile and bowed.
"Well, Lady Esmerelda," he said, "how pleasant to see you again. Won't you introduce us to your guest?"
"This is Lord Grebo," said Granny. "Mr. Bucket, the owner, and Mr. Salzella, who seems to run the place."
"Ha ha," said Salzella.
Grebo snarled, revealing longer incisors than any that Bucket had seen outside a zoo. And Bucket had never seen such a greenish-yellow eye. The pupil was all wrong.
"Ha ha," he said, and "may I order you something?"
"He'll have milk," said Granny firmly.
"I expect he has to keep up his strength," said Salzella.
Granny spun around. Her expression would have etched steel.
"Anyone for a drink?"
said Nanny Ogg, appearing out of nowhere with a tray and adroitly stepping between them like a very small peacekeeping force.
"Got a bit of everything here." "Including a glass of milk, I see," said Bucket. Salzella looked from one witch to the other. "That's remarkably foresighted of you," he said.
"Well, you never know," said Nanny.
Gribot took the glass in both hands and lapped at it with his tongue. Then he looked at